When we are studying the Psalms, we want to pay attention to four S: the setting, the structure, the sentences that run parallel, and also the specialized words.
那我们说了上次，我们看第十篇、第九篇的时候，我们说第九篇跟第十篇是连接的一个字母诗，一个字母诗。
And when we started Psalm 9 the last time, we said that Psalm 9 and 10 are actually linked together. It is like an alphabetical psalm.
所以它的在诗篇第九篇，我们从它的希伯来字的A到K看起，然后这个时候我们从它的L到它的T就是结尾看起，一共是十个字母。
And in Psalm 9, it is in the Hebrew equivalent of A to K, the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And in Psalm 10, it is equivalent to the equivalent of the Hebrew alphabet L to T.
好，所以我们一起念，请听我念诗篇第十篇，然后这边会念英文的。 耶和华，你为什么站在远处，在患难的时候，为什么隐藏？恶人在骄横中把困苦人追得火急，愿他们现在自己所设的计谋里，因为恶人以心愿自夸，贪财的背弃耶和华，并且轻慢他。恶人在面带骄傲说，耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。凡他所做的时常混乎你的审判超过他的眼界。 至于他一切的敌人，他都向他们喷气。他心里说：“我必不动摇，世世代代不遭灾难。”他满口是咒骂、诡诈、欺压，舌头是毒害、奸恶。他在村庄埋伏等候，他在隐秘处杀害无辜的人。他的眼睛窥探无依无靠的人。他埋伏在暗地，如狮子蹲在洞中。他埋伏要掳去。 困苦人，他拉网就把困苦人掳去。他屈身尊服无依无靠的人，就打在他的爪牙之下。他心里说：“神竟忘记了，他掩面永不观看。”耶和华，求你起来，神啊，求你举手，不要忘记困苦人。恶人为何轻慢神？心里说：“你必不追究。”其实你已经观看，因为奸恶毒害你都看见了，为要以手施行报应。 无依无靠的人把自己交托你，你向来是帮助孤儿的。愿你打断恶人的膀臂。至于坏人，愿你追究他的恶，直到尽尽。耶和华永永远远为王，外邦人从他的地已经灭绝了。耶和华谦卑人的心，你早已知道。你必预备他们的心，也必测听他们的祈求，为要给孤儿和受欺压的人伸冤。
Psalm 10. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they have devised. For the wicked boast of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways prosper at times, at all times. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity. His mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue, mischief and iniquity. He sits in ambush in the villages. In hiding places, he murders the innocent. His eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. He lurks in ambush like a lion in his thicket. He lurks that he may seize the poor. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The helpless are crushed, sink down, and fall by his might. He says in his heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Forget not the afflicted. Why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, You will not call to account? but you do not, but you do see, for you note mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hands. To you the helpless commits himself, you have been the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer, call his wickedness to account till you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more.
那这十八节可以分成两大段，那是它的结构。所以上一段是一个沮丧的这个哀求，下一段是蛮有盼望的赞美。
And this psalm can be divided into two sections. The first section is full of despair, and he is crying out in despair. And the second section, there is hope and there is praise.
所以这里我们看到有祷告，有赞美，这就是诗歌书的这个。这个所要教导我们的，如何祷告，如何赞美神。
And so we see both prayer and praise, and the Psalms teach us how to pray and how to praise God.
所以，在上段我们看到这败坏世界所带来的这个绝望。
And in the first section or the first half, we see the despair in this fallen world.
然后下半段十二到十八节，让我们看到神。国度里的盼望，这两个世界的不同。
And then we see that the second half has hope in God's world, and we find the two difference in these two different worlds.
所以我们从第一节开始看。
Let's start from verse one.
那从第一节它开头的话是：耶和华，你为什么站在远处？在患难的时候，你为什么隐藏？
Verse 1, Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?
他用听祷告的耶和华的名字，听祷告的耶和华，为什么你什么？你很像很遥远。
And he is calling out to God who hears prayers, but when he cries out to this God, he asks, Why do you appear to be so far away?
那耶和华，你听祷告的声音，为什么很像在隐藏？
Oh God, you are the God who hears prayers, but why are you hidden?
那这一番话是什么？一个人在生命很紧急的时候所说出的话，可能你说过。
This is the words of a man who is experiencing crisis in his life, and you might have also said such words before.
那在承受这个罪恶世界所带来的毒害，这句话是叹息的话。
And as you face the troubles brought to you by this world, such words are actually words of groaning.
虽然说神啊，你在哪里？为什么你没有来安慰你的孩子？
Where are you, O God? Why aren't you comforting your child?
那我们起先刚才说的，我们活在两个世界，一个世界是充满罪恶，是充满邪恶，是带给我们很多心酸的那个世界。
And we mentioned earlier that we are living in two worlds. One world brings us disappointments and troubles.
这个世界就是你什么带来这些叹息的言语。
And this world will let us cry out in groaning and mourning.
那带来给你这些叹息还有忧愁的，不是这个世界的动物。不是这世界的创造物，是这里世界里面的什么人
？And those that bring us sorrows and troubles in this world are not the animals nor the creatures or their creator. It's not the creation that brings us trouble, but it is what? It is the people of this world.
所以在接下来的二到十一节，大卫要形容这些人跟他们的心态。
And from verses 2 to 11, David is going to describe these people and their attitudes.
首先他要谈到这些恶人的什么？他们心中的骄傲。
Firstly, he's going to paint the picture of the pride in these evildoers.
你看他的词汇，他三次用不同的词汇形容他们的骄傲，有骄傲，有自夸。如果你看英文是 pride， 中文又是或者傲气，所以三个不同的词汇讲述一件事。他们非常的骄傲。
And there are actually three different phrases that talks about the pride of these people. the arrogance and their boasting and their pride.
所以这些骄傲的人充满这个傲气，他们横行霸道，他们什么追赶困苦的人。
And these prideful people, they are actually in hot pursuit of those who are suffering.
他们追赶困苦的人为了得到什么困苦人的这个财物或者他们的一些好处。
And they pursue the poor in order to obtain their possessions.
你看他们的话语，他们的话语是亵渎的话。他们说什么？他们轻慢神，他们以为什么？没有神。
And their speech shows a blasphemous thought because they think that there is no God and that God is not watching.
所以他们一切的举动，这里所要表明的就是他们的什么？骄傲，他们的傲气。
And whatever that they are doing shows their pride and arrogance.
那为了炫耀他们自己的权势或者才干或者能力，他们就欺压困苦的人。
And in order to show forth their talents and their success, they do it by oppressing the poor.
那他们心中什么？自己说没有神，所以他们什么？他们自己夺去了神的地位。他们对他们而言，他们就是神。
And when in their hearts they say there is no God, in actual fact they have usurped the place of God.
当他们眼中没有神的时候，他们就眼中什么？没有人，他们就是什么？宇宙的中心。
And when their eyes do not see God at all, they will also despise men such that they are the center of the universe.
他们可能在公司或者在政治上，他们有权势，他们想要消灭谁，他们就消灭谁，他们不需要想到那些后果。
Maybe in their company or in politics, they have the power to destroy whom they will without any consequences.
你看大卫所用，他们是追赶困苦人，追的什么？追的火急，他们很猛烈的火，想要吞食那些困苦的人。
And David uses the phrase that the wicked hotly pursue the poor, and they are going to devour the poor.
他们的灵魂的心愿就是什么？要夸耀自己，夸耀自己的强盛。
And in their deep within their souls, they want to boast of their might.And their power.
那我们停下来想，这些人是谁？
And let's pause for a moment to think about who these people might be.
可能是有学问的人，可能是有名望的人，可能是有财富的人。
And they might be learned people, they might be famous people, or they might be rich people.
他们可能是你们常看到的这个著名的这个世界上著名的这些思想家。
And they might be.People whom you've seen often, who are actually world-renowned philosophers.
这些欺压、这些骄傲的人，他们可能外带不是他们的外表，可能不是骄傲。
Maybe these prideful people do not appear to be proud.
可能我们也羡慕这些世界上。有世界上属于世界上世俗聪明的这些人。
And we might even find ourselves being envious of these people who are counted to be smart or intelligent by the world.
那这是在很多聪明的人不需要神。
And in fact, a lot of intelligent people do not need God.
所以你我身为基督徒，我们活在两个世界，我们怎么评估什么是成功？
You and I, we are Christians. How do we measure success?
我们是按照神的教导，寻求神的旨意，寻求那种成功，还是可能不是说你们可能你曾经羡慕过这些人和他们的理念和他们所说的这些话语？
Are we focusing on the teachings of the Word of God, or would it be that we might be envious of these people?Of their success and even listening to what they teach.
世界很多有成就的人，他们不需要神，他们说没有神，自己就是神。
There are many, many people in the world who are very successful, and they think to themselves that they do not need God because they think that they are God.
所以大卫就来到他的另一个形容，这个作恶的人，他们在世界的这个生活非常的富裕，非常的享受。
And David continues to describe how these people in their lives are actually very successful and they are rich.
你看他的形容。
Look at his description.
他们凡做的时常稳固。
His ways prosper at all times.
他们不用一直找工作，他们事事顺利。
They need not be in search of jobs. They are always having it well.
他一切的仇敌，这些恶人可以向他们喷气。
And he puffs at all his foes.
他不需要，他不怕他的这个同事的这个敌意，他不怕他的家人的敌意，他可以向他喷气，他可以不用挂念他们所说的，因为他们非常的顺利。
And their life is full. He puffs at everyone because he need not worry about his enemies or his colleagues or his family members.
所以他们这些恶人，他们的生活一帆风顺，无险无灾，一生安逸。
And these evil people, they seem to enjoy a plain sailing life, and there's no troubles in their life at all.
神好像没有审判他们一样。
God seems to not be judging them at all.
你看第五节，神的什么？神的审判超过他们的眼界，他们没有看到神的审判，他们的生活非常的安逸。
Look at verse 5. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight, so his life is plain sailing.
你看第六节，他们还可以说，他们那么安逸，他们可以说什么？我必不动摇，然后我的子孙世世代代不遭什么灾难。
And verse 6, he enjoys such a plain sailing life that he says in his heart, I shall not be moved throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity.
这些恶人他们对自己的处境非常的这个保证，然后他们对他们的子孙所供应给子孙的，他们也非常的保证。
And these evil doers, they are confident of their own the situation, and they are even confident that they can provide for their sons and their grandchildren.
他们的口气那么的大，他们狂傲的说他能看到未来，他的孩子都没有问题。
And he is so boastful that he boasts of the future that he's.Descendants will enjoy his fruits.
他们如此的安逸，你看第七节，他讲话的口气，你都可以听出来他多么的骄傲。
And you can almost hear the kind of attitude through his words in verse 7.
第七节说他们的口满口是什么？咒骂、毁谤、欺压。
Verse 7, his mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression.
那舌底下是什么？毒害跟奸恶。
And under his tongue are mischief and iniquity.
这里表达的是什么？
What's it portraying here?
这主人说话充满罪恶。
Their speech is full of sin.
他的语气和口气也充满罪恶。
His attitude and how he says all these things is full of sin.
他的意念也是充满了罪恶。
His will is full of sin.
全部都是坏的，可是他的生命很像很好。
It is all bad, but yet their life seems to be so good.
那我们在路加福音第六章第四十五节这里，让我们看到，说话与一个人的心和生活是息息相关的。
And from Luke chapter 6, we see that.The person's speech is actually closely related to his heart.
善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来了。
The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks.
所以这些恶人他们的态度是罪恶的，他们的语气是罪恶的，他们的内心就表达他们内心里的罪恶。
And so these evil doers, because of the evil in their hearts, is all expressed in their evil speech and their evil attitude.
所以大卫就来到这些罪恶的人的这个举动，他们的罪行。
So David comes now to describe the sins of this evil doer.
那第八到第十一节，大卫要 跟大家分享这些罪恶的人做了什么罪恶的事。
And verses 8 to 11, David is going to share with us what kind of evil deeds these evil doers have done.
So 我们要来看他们所做的这些举动。
And we want to look at their deeds.
你看他们这些恶人，他们虽然非常的有权势，可是你看他们所要，当他们要攻击人的时候，他们采用的这个攻略是什么？
We see these evil doers, they are full of power, but when they are going to launch an attack, what's the strategy?
如果你的军队很大，你要打那个软弱的，你是正式的跟他打，还是你偷偷摸摸的跟他打？
If you have a mighty army and you are going to battle with a weak army, do you go in front face to face or do you launch a guerrilla warfare?
你看这些罪恶的人的选择，他们选择什么？他们选择埋伏。他们虽然非常有权势，可是他们还是选择什么？隐藏的什么埋伏
？Look at these evil doers. Even though they have all the power under their hands, yet the way that they have chosen to attack the weak is through ambush.
然后你看大卫是军人，对不对？所以他形容这个埋伏非常的这个有细节。
And David is a warrior, he's a soldier. When he describes their ambush, he describes it in vivid detail.
所以先他们埋伏在什么村庄里面？
He sit in ambush in the villages.
很像村庄就是我们的岗岗的这个意思哈，村庄里面。
It's like our kampong.
所以你想到村庄，你想到很安逸，你想到你的家人的同在，你没有想到这个战争的事，不是一个城池，不是一个城墙。
And when you think about villages or you think about kampong, you think about your home, you think about safety. You're not thinking about war or the city walls.
所以恶人在大家安全的时候，他埋伏在中间。
So the evil doers is actually lying in ambush when everybody feels it is safe.
然后他什么暗地里什么？他暗地里的窥探无依无靠的人。
And his eyes stealthily watch for the helpless.
他一步一步的有这个步骤来除掉这个异人或者软弱的人。
He has a strategy to get rid of the weak or the righteous step by step.
所以你看大卫用的话，隐藏、埋伏、拉网，都是什么？在埋伏，等待机会攻击这个无依无靠的人。
And so David uses words like ambush.Hiding places, stealthily watch, and lurking, and all these are actually steps that the evil doer takes to get rid of the poor.
等到有机会的时候，他们把刀捅在他们的背后，是当人家束手无策的时候，他们才什么来出手。
And once the opportunity arises, they will backstab people, and they will.Kill those when they are the most helpless.
如果你是主里的弟兄姐妹，你就是这个无依无靠的人，你其实不知道从哪里会有人埋伏你，哪里有罪恶的人埋伏你。
If you are a brother or sister in Christ, you are in such a situation. You know not where the evil doer is lying in ambush, waiting to devour you.
那在你信主之前。你就是埋伏人的那个人。
But before you became a believer, you are the one who is lying in ambush.
你看第十节被埋伏的那些人，他们的这个结局是什么？他们在暴力之下，什么无依无靠的人倒下。
Verse 10, the result of those who are helpless, they are crushed and they sink down.
所以英文有三个字 ：crush, sink down。And fall, 这里给他那个暴力使什么一人崩溃跌倒灭亡。
And so there are three words here: the helpless, they are crushed, they are sink down, and they fall.
所以我们现在活在城市里面，我们对这些刀剑，可能这些没有这人的武力和对抗，我们没有这个亲身的体验。
We are living in cities and we might not be familiar with swords and sabers and we do not know how this kind can be harmful.
可是你敌人的这个敌意，敌人这个 攻击的这个力度，你明白。
But you understand the impact of the evil doers, the what they are planning and what they want to do to attack you.
可能是某某人的一句话，或者你亲爱的家人评论你的时候，你那个痛，你就觉得什么？你沉沦，你崩溃，你无法站立。
But it could be due to the speech of the evil doer or hurtful words by people whom you love that cause you to sink down, that cause you to be crushed and fall.
那这些罪人，他们做了这些罪行的时候，他们最后还可以说什么？他们心里说，神竟忘记了他颜面，永不观看。他们说神不会管教他们。
And this evil doers, after doing evil, say in his heart, God has forgotten, he has hidden his face, he will never see it.
这是他们的狂傲。
That's their arrogance.
那我们暂时又停下来想一想。
Let's pause again and think.
我们说了，如果你是信主的，你就是这个被追赶的这个无依无靠的人。
If you are a believer, then you are the helpless who is being pursued.
那如果你没有，你信主之前或者你还没有信主，你就是追赶义人的那一个罪人。
And if you are still an unbeliever, or if you were once an unbeliever, you would have been the one who is pursuing the righteous.
所以，身为基督徒的我们放下了那个旧人，我们做了这个义人，可是我们做了义人之后，我们是受委屈的那一组。
And as Christians, after we put down our old self, we are now the righteous who are being pursued.
那我们为什么要那么委屈呢？
Why do we want to go through this?
那神的话语教导我们是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
The word of God teaches us to put off your old self and to put on the new self.
那我们为义受委屈，我们不还手，是因为我们要反映神的什么？反映神的仁义和圣洁。
And for righteousness' sake, we suffer, and we do not retaliate because we want to reflect God's holiness.
所以有时候人家说，为什么你没有还口？人家骂你，为什么没有还口？
And someone might comment, when you were reviled, why do you not retaliate?
不是你不要还口，是神叫你反映他的什么？反映他的这个圣洁，他的仁义，你不还口。
Not that you do not want to revile, but what is the motivation behind is because you are trying to reflect God's holiness and God's grace.
所以，那有时候可能我们放不下我们的老我的时候，我们的什么？我们的敌人其实已经不是外在的那个敌人，是我们心中的那个旧人，是心中的罪的那个敌人。
But when we are unwilling to let go of to put off our old self, then our enemy is no longer the person that is outside, but it is the person that is in us, that old self.
所以第十一节，我们回到第十一节，那些犯罪的人，那些罪人，他们所说的话是神什么？神竟忘记了他颜面，永不观看。
Coming back to verse 11, the evil doers, the sinners, what they say in their hearts are, God has forgotten, he has hidden his face, he will never see it.
那亲爱的朋友，恶人就是那些口里说这世界没有神，这世界没有审判，以后的这个将来没有一个审判官要这个追讨他们的罪的那一组人。
Dear friends, evildoers are those who say that there is no God. They are those who do not believe that there will be judgment. They are those who believe that there is no judge who will make them account for their evil deeds.
那在被指控之前，在世界里受贿赂的政治家不认为他们会被抓。
And of course, for example, the politicians who accept bribes, they do not think that they will be caught.
在被指控之前，在这世界伪造公司的账户的那个会计师不认为自己会被抓。
And before they are being tried in a court, those accountants who falsify accounts do not think that they will ever get caught.
被投诉之前那些欺压下属的上司不认为他们会他们的事业会出事。
And before being complained about, the supervisors who oppress the employees, they do not think that their job will be at stake.
可是在这世界，让我们看到这些人其实逃不了他们所应得的这个审判。
But we know that these people cannot escape the judgment that they deserve.
所以如果你想第十一节这句话，神忘记了，神不会观看，这是狂傲的话。因为世界的罪你逃不了，那你在永生里面的罪你怎么逃得了？
In verse 11, those people will say God has forgotten, He has hidden His face, He will never see it. But yet these evildoers cannot even escape their crimes in this world. How can they escape eternal judgment?
所以在这些狂傲的人的举动的话语之下，那现在大卫要转火，在12到18节他转火了。
And in the midst of all this boasting by the evildoers, David changes his tone in verses 12 to 18.
他把我们的眼睛带到天上，信徒盼望的根基啊，是在神里面。
He points our eyes to heaven. Believers should have hope, and the reason is because their foundation is in heaven.
你看第十二节他开头的话。他转口的时候，他开头的话说：“耶和华啊，求你起来。”
Verse 12, Arise, O Lord.
那这句话在诗篇第三篇第七节，他也用过了。
And David used this same words in Psalm 3, verse 7.
说：“听祷告的耶和华啊，求你起来，起身行动。”
Yahweh who listens to prayer, arise, get up and get into action.
那我们在分享这个诗篇第三篇的时候也说了，其实这句话是他们打战所用的话，是一个勇士的这个战士的宣战的一个话语。
And we said before in Psalm 3 that such phrasing is actually signifying a warrior's battle cry as he gets ready for war.
在民数记十章，这是摩西的话说，耶和华兴起，求你起来。
And in Numbers 10, Moses called out to God, Arise, O Lord.
所以在极难的时候受苦的人，这里大卫说要求什么神起来行动帮助他们。
And those who are in crisis over here, David is crying out to God to arise and to help those who are helpless.
请求神不要忘记他们这个苦处。
Do not forget the afflicted.
所以我们如果在痛苦中，我们也可以像大卫一样的很直接的祷告，向神说：神啊，求你兴起，起来，行动。
And when we are undergoing crisis, we can also be like David to cry out directly to God to arise, O Lord, and get into action.
然后我们看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
当我们明白神与他的儿女同在的时候，
when we understand that God abides with his children,
当我们明白神是一个不变的审判官的时候，
when we understand that God is the unchanging judge,
你就可以问大卫所问的这个问题。
You can ask the same question that David asked.
大卫问神，
David asked God,
恶人为何轻慢神？
Why does the wicked renounce God?
为什么他们的心里还敢说必不神必不追究？
Why do they dare say in their heart, you will not call to account?
为什么这些罪人凭着自己的经验、学问、名誉，可以敢胆说神不会追究他们的罪呢？
Why do all these evildoers, on account of their fame, on account of their knowledge, dare say that God will not take into account?
那这里就又反映了我们之前所看过的一个诗篇，诗篇第二篇。
And this reflects a previous psalm that we looked at, Psalm 2.
诗篇第二篇这里的这个外邦万国他们在什么商议什么抵挡神，违背神。
In Psalm 2, we find the nations, they are enraged and they come together to discuss, they take counsel how to go against God.
世上有权势、有学问的人常常说，只要靠自己的努力， 就能得到所要得到的，就能行你所要行的。
Those who are learned and successful in the world often will tell people that you must work towards the success, you must depend on your own strength, and you can do it.
没有对错，没有后果，没有神，没有审判。
There's no right and wrong, there's no consequences, there's no God, there's no judgment.
大卫的回应在第十四节说，但是神其实看观看的，你都看见了，还有要以手施行报应。
David's answer is in verse 14, but you do see, for you note mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hand.
这里诗人又三次重复同样一件事，神看见，神记下，还有神会动手。
And so, the psalmist repeats it thrice again. First, God sees, second, he notes, and third, he will act.
诗人很肯定地告诉当时的听众，神必定审判。
The psalmist very definitely tells his audience that God will judge.
在哥林多后书五章十节，保罗也告诉我们，神必定审判。
Second Corinthians 5:10, Paul also tells us that God will definitely judge.
这里说，我们众人必要站在基督的台前，个人怎么按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
然后使徒约翰在启示录也讲了同样的话。
The Apostle John said the same thing in Revelation.
在将来的一天，约翰看见了那一天，他说，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了。并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册，死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
Having a vision of a future day, John wrote, I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged by what was written in the books.
所以不止 Google 在计算你在做什么、看什么、听什么，其实你所做的，有一天有一个卷，全部都记在上面。你要按着那卷所做的，受什么？受审判。
So Google is not the only one who is taking note of what you are doing and what you are clicking on, but there will be all these books open which keeps a record of everything that you have done, everything that you have said.
所以公义的神给了历世历代的信徒和非信徒一个完整的保证。
The righteous God has given generations of believers and unbelievers a guarantee.
他必定审判。
And he will definitely judge.
所以有了这个，有了这个把握，你看第十四节。
With such a confidence, look at verse 14.
有了这样的把握，无依无靠的人才可以把自己交托给神。
Only with such confidence will the helpless be able to commit himself into God's hands.
因为神历世历代都是帮助孤儿的那一个神。
Because he is the God who helps orphans.
这是一个保证。
This is a guarantee.
他审判作恶的人，他帮助软弱的人。
He will judge the evil doers. He will help the righteous.
那在这个时候，我们又停下来思想这个字，孤儿。孤儿需要怎样的帮助
？And again, we pause to think about orphans. What kind of help do orphans need?
那如果你有一定的年纪，你在新加坡可能经过五六十年代的那个。新加坡
If you are advanced in age, you might have gone through the Singapore of the 50s and the 60s.
那我没有活过，可是人家跟我说，我的家人跟我说，那时候孤儿跟被寄养的孩子那些现象是非常普遍的。
I was not born yet, but my family tells me that in those days, orphans or people who areChildren who are given over to others for their fostering is very common.
可能你家中的长辈有这样的这个 经历。
Maybe the elderly folks at your home are has such experience.
一个孤儿不知道他一生都不知道他从哪里来。
An orphan do not know how he came about throughout his whole life.
一个孤儿不知道自己是不是广东人、福建人还是马来人。
An orphan will not know whether he's Cantonese or he's Hokkien or he's Malay.
他也不知道他的未来是什么，他的未来是模糊的。
He doesn't know his future. It is uncertain.
一个孤儿的未来就是他等这人什么领养他。
An orphan's future is he's awaiting somebody to provide him foster care.
被领养之后，他又要发现他在那个家的地位是他们没有孩子，他是独一的孩子，他变成长子，还是他们一大堆孩子，他其实是佣人。
An orphan who's being adopted would also end up in either of two situations. He might end up in a family where the parents have no children and he's the only child now. Or he might end up in a family that's full of children and he is just adopted to be a maid.
一个孤儿完全没有能力掌控他的环境。
An orphan has no power to change his circumstances.
一个孤儿在那种环境是看他的家人的脸色。
And often in those situations will be facing what his family tells him to do.
如果在那个家庭对他最好的人是黑社会的老大，你看他的未来是什么？
If in that family the person who does the most good to him is a triad gangster head, how would this orphan's future become?
所以五六十年代会是有社会问题，因为很多孤儿对他们好的是那些做不正当生意的人。你看这个问题，做一个孤儿的问题那么大。
And in the 50s and the 60s, such problems were rampant because those who were good to the orphans were often gangsters, and so it created lots of problems.
所以第十四节，在这样恶劣的处境、这样无助的孤儿，神说，神是帮助孤儿的。
And verse 14, in such situation, God says He is the helper of the fatherless.
所以我们来到第十五到第十八节。
And from verses 15 to 18.
所以我们说了，我们在神国度里有盼望。那我们的确据是什么
？We say that we have hope in God's kingdom. What is our confidence built on?
那作为神的儿女，我们的盼望不是无凭无据的幻想。
As God's children, our hope is not ungrounded. It's not just a dream.
我们的盼望是基于神的本性。
Our hope is built upon God's character.
他不变、公义和圣洁的这个本性。
He is unchanging. He is righteous and he is holy.
诗人这里要赞美神的本性。
The psalmist here praises God's character.
神诗人这里赞美神，为什么？神会打断恶人的膀臂，他会追究他们的恶，然后使他们什么灭绝
？God is going to break the arm of the wicked, and He will call his wickedness to account, and He will make them perish.
膀臂就是他们行恶的那个器皿。
The arm is.The one that they use to commit evil.
神追究他们的心里的恶，是他们心里的计谋。
God will go after his wickedness in his heart, those evil plans.
然后你看，最后神会把他们的住处啊，从他的地已经灭绝了，恶人所住的地方，神也要灭绝。
And God is going to destroy even the house of the wicked.
神要灭绝他们的工具、他们的意念和他们所住的地方。
God is going to destroy their arm, which is the tool that they use to commit evil, their evil thoughts, and also the place that they dwell.
这是一个彻底的除灭，对受委屈的人是一个非常非常大的安慰和保证。
This is an ultimate destruction, and it is a great.Securely given to those who believe in God.
那这一天到来了吗？
Has this day arrived?
我们有没有看到罪恶被除灭，然后作恶的人的居所被除掉？
Do we see evil doers being wiped out and even their dwellings included?
还没有。
Not yet.
在大卫的时候还没有。
Not during David's time.
在保罗写信给罗马书的时候还没有。
Not when Paul wrote to the Romans.
到今天还没有。
And neither has it come to pass today.
可是这个保证是不变的，保罗继续的在罗马书，他也同样的跟信徒说这句话。
But this guarantee is unchanging, and therefore Paul writes the same to the Romans.
保罗说，弟兄们，不要为自己伸冤，宁可让步，听任主怒，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Romans 12:19, Paul writes, Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
所以我们信徒不是傻傻的、愚拙的受委屈，我们是不还手，因为神说不还手。我们没有自己执行那个审判，因为神说他为我们伸冤。
And Christians are not fools who do not take vengeance for themselves and just suffer willingly, but rather we trust that God is the one who will vindicate us, who will take vengeance on our behalf.
神什么？神会加给他的儿女力量来什么度过那个苦难的这个处境。
God will give strength to His children to go through the suffering.
你看第十七节这里说，你听了他们，你知道了他们的这个苦难，然后你也预备他们的心。英文说你加给他们力量，你 strengthen their heart.
Verse 17, the Lord will hear the desire of the afflicted, and He will strengthen their heart.
在最后什么？他会什么？给孤儿和受委屈的人伸冤。
And lastly, He will do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed.
那记得在第一节，我们看诗人开头的话是耶和华。
Remember that in verse 1, the psalmist starts by using the name Yahweh.
在第十八节，诗人用了人，希伯来字就是 Enoch， 就是软弱、普通、受造的人的那一个字。
And in verse 18, he uses the word man, which in the Hebrew is the word Enosh, that means the created, the weak.
这里他做了一个对比，创造者对比创造物。
And he is having a contrast between the creator and the creature.
无所不能的神对比什么软弱的人。
The Almighty God against the helpless man.
永恒的神对比短暂的人。
The eternal God versus the temporal man.
所以诗篇教导我们什么？
So what does the Psalms teach us?
我们看了十篇。
We have gone through 10 Psalms.
我们明白了蒙福的人生就是寻求神和他话语里的智慧。
And we understand the blessed life is someone who is seeking God and seeking wisdom through His word.
我们明白了从第二篇，人生的目的就是认识弥赛亚。
And from Psalm 2, we know that the purpose of life is to know God's Messiah.
认识了弥赛亚，能从什么患难中，就是你的罪和死亡得到拯救。
And if you know the Messiah, then you will be delivered from suffering.
得了拯救，你在生活的艰难中，你可以安睡主怀中。
And if you are delivered from suffering, then you can rest in the Lord.
通过祷告，我们可以认识神。
And we can know God through prayer.
通过祷告，我们可以把我们的痛苦告诉神。
And through prayer, we can pour forth our sufferings, or when it hurts, we can pray to God.
然后在第七篇，当密友就是最亲的朋友背叛了我们，我们怎么寻求神
？In Psalm 7, how do we seek God when friends become our enemies？
我们来到第八篇的时候说了，那是第一个赞美的诗篇，宣告了神的伟大和人的尊贵。
And in Psalm 8, we said this is the first psalm of praise that proclaims God's majesty and man's dignity.
那第九篇我们说了, 按着神的公义, 神是审判者,
And Psalm 9, we can be praising God because of His divine justice.
那第十篇就做了这十篇的这个总结。
And Psalm 10 is the conclusion of this 10 Psalms.
活在两个世界中的基督徒,
The Christian living in two worlds.
你会面对这败坏世界里的绝望。
You will be facing the despair in this fallen world.
那这教导就是把我们的盼望建立在神国度里的这个盼望。
And the lesson to learn is we need to find hope in God's kingdom.
愿神祝福你们通过他的诗篇，通过他的诗歌，帮助我们，教导我们怎么赞美他，教导我们怎么在我们的祷告中，确确真真实实的寻求他。
And may God bless all of us that we might be seeking God through our prayers and through our lives. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Psalms. Indeed, help us, Lord, that we might learn from the psalmist the precious lessons so that, O Lord, we will be counted amongst the righteous and not amongst the evil doers. In Jesus' name, Amen.